Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Line Outdoors. On the mic with you in the recliner this afternoon. Just kind of taking it easy. Been to the doctor, getting some things taken care of there. And well, there's a lot of things that are spinning right now in my mind, in my heart. So much happening around us. And God just really began to pour into me some things. I'm sitting here in the quiet. Ron had gone to get her hair cut, and she's on her way back now. And so I thought, I'm going to take advantage of just this quiet moment as God pours some things into me, and share with you a message that I've put a title on it, if you need a title. When you begin to see these things, there's a lot happening around us right now. There's constant exposure as people are beginning to see things, maybe in a different light, maybe some good, some bad. There's been a kind of an explosion of things over this weekend with not everything from Iran attacking Israel to, you know, doomsday predictions. And of course, we just had the big solar eclipse. We just had all these things, and there was a big spiritual event that took place over the weekend. And there's been a lot of controversy over some things happening with that. Some of you will be seeing this on social media. I'm not going to directly speak into any of that. I had my own thoughts on some of that stuff. But what I want to share with you is what God's putting into me. What do we do with all of this info that we're seeing? What do we do with all this information that seems to be just bombarding us? Well, I want to share something with you that goes back to Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus himself is doing some teaching with his disciples. Matthew chapter 24, verse 1 through 8 in the Amplified says this. Start with verse 1 of Matthew 24. Jesus left the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the magnificent and the massive buildings of the temple. And he said to them, "Do you see all these things? I assure you and most solemnly say to you, not one stone here will be left on another, which will not be torn down." While Jesus was seated on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will this destruction of the temple take place? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end, the completion, consummation of the age?" Verse 4 says, Jesus answered, "Be careful that no one misleads you." I want you to pay close attention to that. Now, this is something I want you to maybe jot this one and put it on your refrigerator door. Verse 4 of Matthew 24, Jesus answered, "Be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error." Verse 5 goes on to say, "For many will come in my name, misusing it and appropriating the strength of the name which belongs to me, saying, 'I am the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed,' and they will mislead many." Verse 6, "You will continually hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end of the age." Verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places." And verse 8 caps where I want to be, "But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs, of intolerable anguish, and the time of unprecedented trouble." This passage of Matthew, it goes on to talk about, you know, the things that are to come, the not only the wars, the rumors of wars, nation rising against nation. It talks about all of these things, and it's an interesting chapter. And I've got a message that I've already put together to dissect it, but for whatever reason, I can't get there just yet. But where I want to stay with here, what I want to be focused on right now, is when you begin to see these things. Luke records this time of Jesus with a little bit different perspective. I want to go to Luke chapter 21 and check it out. See how he writes here in chapter 21, beginning of verse 25 through 28. He says, "There will be signs attesting miracles in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth. There will be distress and anguish among nations in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea and the waves." Verse 26, "People fainting from fear and expectation of the dreadful things coming on the world, for the very powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with transcendent, overwhelming power, subduing the nations and with great glory." Verse 28, Now, when these things begin to occur, stand tall and lift up your heads in joy, because suffering ends as your redemption is drawing near. What a powerful piece of scripture. Again, there's so much to pull out of this. People will be fainting from fear and expectation of dreadful things coming in the world. We're seeing this. We're seeing people run around like chickens with their head cut off, thinking the end of the world is right now, and it's happening here, and it's happening there, and it's going to happen here, and it's going to happen on the day of the eclipse, and oh my gosh, Iran's just fired missiles into Iran. It's the beginning of the end. Is it? There's signs, very much prophetic signs that are being fulfilled every day. But remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24. All of these things are only the beginnings of the birth pains. The quote, this same quote from Jesus in regards to the end times is found in Matthew 24, verse 34, Mark chapter 13, verse 30, and Luke 21, verse 32, where Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." That's an interesting note. This generation, now he's speaking to his disciples back in that day. The things that Jesus had been speaking of, the rise of the Antichrist, the desolation of the holy place, the darkening of the sun, well, it didn't happen during the lifespan of the people alive in Jesus' day. They never saw these things, but yet he said, "Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place." Obviously, Jesus meant something different when he spoke of this generation. Now, I like how it describes this in the Amplified Version. Matthew 24, verse 34, it says this, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, this generation, the people living when these signs and events begin, will not pass away until all these things take place." Now, that brings us to a very interesting place. The people living when these signs and events begin. Well, it's pretty obvious we're seeing the signs of the times in our face right now. We're seeing prophetic time after time after time. We're seeing the shaking of the church. We're seeing the shaking of the heavens. We're seeing the shaking of the things of this earth. We're seeing the fear. We're seeing the wars, the rumors of wars, the pestilence, the earthquakes. All of the things that Jesus has been talking about, we, this generation alive today, are seeing these events. Will the end come before our generation is gone? Very, very interesting point. Jesus points out in his statement, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Is that the events of the end times? It's basically what he's saying is that the events of the end times, they're going to happen quickly. That they're going to come in a time frame of the generations that are seeing these things unfold in prophecy. They're going to see the coming of the Son of Man. Once the signs of the end begin to be observed, the end is well on the way. The second coming and the judgment will occur within that last generation. Jesus reinforced his meaning here with a parable in Matthew chapter 24, verse 32. And I've seen that, and I've kind of bypassed it because it didn't really fit with the wars and the rumors of wars and the pestilence and the earthquakes. But listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 through 33. "Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as it twigs, its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. A sure sign of summer is the leafing of the fig tree. A sure sign of the end of the world is that all these things of Matthew 24 are taking place. Those who are on the earth then will have only a short time left." Essentially, Jesus is saying that once these events begin, the end times, they will happen quickly. The age of grace has continued for a very, very long time. But when the time of judgment finally arrives, things will happen and they will be wrapped up post-haste. This concept of God's drawing things to a rapid close, it's echoed in many other passages of Scripture. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 says, "And if those days of tribulation had not been cut short, no human life would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, God's chosen ones, those days will be shortened." Who are God's chosen ones? That's the people of Israel. Mark chapter 12 or Mark chapter 13, verse 20. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no human life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose for himself, he shortened the days. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. I am coming quickly. Hold tight what you have so that no one will take your crown by leading you to renounce the faith. Listen, there's coming a time where it's going to be difficult to serve the Lord. There will be a time when it will be near impossible to serve the Lord. If you're not buckled up and set in place when he returns for the rapture, those who are left behind, they'll have an opportunity. But if you can't live for Jesus now, how you think you're going to live for him then? Think about that one. Revelation chapter 22, verse 7 says, and behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired is the one who heeds and takes to heart and remembers the words of the prophecy, that is, the predictions, the consolations, and the warnings contained in this book, in this scroll. Chapter 22, verse 12 says, behold, I, Jesus, am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to each one according to the merit of his deeds, their earthly works, and their faithfulness. And that same chapter 22, verse 20 says, he who testifies and affirms these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. What a powerful, powerful passage of Scripture. What a powerful thought. You know, again, with all the turmoil that we're seeing today, I believe that we are witnessing the very prophetic words of the end times. I believe we're seeing these come to pass right before our very eyes. Are we at the end? No, there's still much to come. But look at what the way they describe what is coming. It will get worse. It's going to get tougher. It's going to be more and more difficult to lead a life for Christ. You've got to buckle up now. You've got to get your priorities straight. You've got to get your life with Christ, your relationship with him, solid and secure. You've got to be mature in Christ as these days get worse and worse, so that you have the opportunity to reach out to those around you who are lost and lead them out of darkness into light. Our time here is short. Don't be fearful. Man, what an exciting time to be alive in Christ. What an exciting time to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. What an exciting time to say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, use me. What a powerful time we are in to be living according to the Word of God. Get your life in order. This is a call out to you. God's calling out to you. There's warnings. There's warning signs. There's all kinds of you know, warning signs that we see throughout our life today. And God's giving all of those to us concerning our eternity. Get your life in order today. This isn't a ho-hum thing of, you know, give your life to Christ and go hide in a corner till he comes. Give your life to Christ, get in his word, strap on your armor, sharpen your sword, and get into this fight and begin to win those who are lost over to him. Lead them to Jesus. That's the ultimate goal of go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It ain't got nothing to do. We can't save anybody. All we can do is introduce them to the one who can. We lead them to Jesus so that they have the opportunity to make a choice. If they've never been given the opportunity, how are they going to find their way? That passage of Scripture, I absolutely love it. I didn't look it up. I should have, because it's so powerful. How are they going to hear if they don't hear the Word? How are they going to hear if we don't have a preacher? But who's going to preach the Word if we don't go? It's beautiful are the feet of those who carry the good news of the message of Jesus Christ. I encourage you today, put on your armor. Get your life in order with Jesus Christ. Quit playing the games of spirituality. Quit towing the line. Pastor Andrew the other day was talking about we've managed to draw this line, and we continually ask God, how close to this line can I walk without falling off into temptation, without falling off into sin? How about we don't even get near that line? How about we find ourselves so far away from it we can't see that line? How about we get so deep in Christ that everything we have revolves around him? Everything we do revolves around him. That's what he's asking of us. Here am I, Lord, send me. Let your light so shine before men that they find their way to Jesus. They find their way. Be a beacon. Be a light post. Be a lamp unto someone's feet today and lead them to Jesus. Amen. Don't pay attention to the things that are going on in this world. Understand what they are. The stuff that we're seeing today that's bogging us down spiritually, understand what it is. It's the roaring of the lion. don't worry about the lion. He can't touch you. He can't cross the bloodline. As long as you are a blood-bought believer and follower of Jesus Christ, Satan can't touch you. He can't cross over that bloodline. All he can do is roar, scream, and yell and trying to get you to mess yourself up and move out from under your covering. Don't move out from under your covering. Understand what's going on around you prophetically. Let the Holy Spirit begin to guide you in your life and watch what God does for you. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for following along on our podcast today. Man, I'm excited. I'm fired up. I may have to go write some more. But God bless you guys. Thank you for your support. If you could support us financially, all of our giving links are available. Website, pinned right at the top of our Facebook page. You can even support right here on this podcast platform. Man, we would greatly appreciate any financial support we can get during this time. Lots of resources that we need to get. Lots of things that we need to do. We can't do it without you. We need partners that walk with us on this journey. Pray with us. Please continue to pray with us. Pray for us as we struggle through our own journey of physical things on this earth, but not letting go of pursuing the heart of Christ, being His hands and feet on this earth, doing what He's called us to do, seeking out that which is lost so they may be found. Amen. God bless you. Ron and I love you. We're praying for you. We'll talk to you again real soon.